Hello, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm really good. So we're going to talk saving our blue skies and all about the climate and the Climate Chaos Coalition. It's Jerry McEvely. Am I saying it right, Jerry?
Yeah, it's Jerry McEvely, yeah?
McEvely. And you're the policy coordinator with Stop Climate Change Coalition.
Stop Climate Chaos, yes, that's
Yes, Stop Climate Chaos. Now, I really wanted to get you on this evening because it's timely. There is a petition to be submitted by this Friday at 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, this relates to the Citizens' Assembly. What your listeners mightn't know is that the Citizens' Assembly is also looking at the issue of climate change and more specifically how Ireland can really take leadership in reducing its emissions across energy, transport and agriculture. And the deadline that you mentioned there, that's this Friday by 5 p.m, it's that all citizens are may make a submission to the Citizens' Assembly, can essentially put forward their views and recommendations. So the Citizens' Assembly can take a look at these, consider these, and then the Citizens' Assembly will ultimately be putting forward their own conclusions to the government.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I've taken a look at some of the submissions. The submissions are published.
They are.
No anonymous submissions are really accepted. This is people really, like we hear on the radio this evening, this is people using their voice to help create change when it comes to the climate of our planet.
Exactly. And I think it is really positive and it's a very welcome initiative. And I know, you know, maybe some of your listeners might be a little bit concerned about, or, you know, they mightn't be very motivated by the idea of potentially putting forward a very detailed document on climate change. But it's actually the Citizens' Assembly wants views from everyone. Anyone can make a very short submission or a detailed submission if they want, really just putting forward their recommendations on why climate change matters to them.
It's so interesting. We've been hearing a lot about the Citizens' Assembly. It's made up of 100 people. And the idea is that they will look at these submissions and then they will make recommendations, which the Dáil, the Houses of the Oireachtas, have to respond to, each recommendation made by the Assembly. So it's really, it's very fair, it's very open, it's very public. And I know it's headed up by the chairperson of the Assembly, is Mary Lafoy. We've used it for other topics as well. This is really a way for the Irish society to have a voice and to say something and to, as I said, have an impact.
Exactly. And I guess this, again, just to reiterate the point, this is a bit different from, you know, your listeners might be familiar with other government consultations or departmental consultations, which, you know, I'm familiar with. They can be a bit detailed, a bit, sometimes even a bit abstract, where this is very much blue sky. You know, everyone's can put forward even just a few words, a few hundred words, on the Citizens' Assembly website, and these can be reviewed by the Citizens' Assembly. And as you said, just there, you know, a bit like what's happened with them, their examination of the Eighth Amendment, the Citizens' Assembly are meeting on two occasions in the end of September and in November, and they'll also be reviewing submissions from the public, as I said. And, you know, it's really positive. After that, they'll be making these recommendations to the Oireachtas.
I mean, look, to be honest with you, Jerry, I mean, this is about, I mean, we talked about, I mean, I went along to dinner with Darwin. You know, Chris Darwin was in town, and it was a wonderful festival, a climate festival that was the end of July in Dartmouth Square. I got to hear Chris speak both there and at the Royal Irish Academy. And then just last Friday, I went along to a talk on Ecologic with the president there, Michelle Hallahan, and she was showing a movie called The Story of Stuff, and the fact that we're consuming almost mindlessly, and we're creating so much waste. I mean, what we're asking people to really submit is their ideas around what we eat and how food should be produced, about how we should heat and light our homes, and how what kind of energy we should be using, how we should be taking care of the waste that we produce. The big story of climate change itself and plan for the future for climate change, but even about how we get to and from work, what type of transport that we use. I'm a cyclist myself. I love cycling, so maybe my little guilty conscience that's my little bit that I'm doing, and I'm also very conscious of what I eat. That's what we're really talking about, Gerry. It's not big serious stuff here. It's about everybody, what each individual can do towards helping to really save the planet.
Exactly. And I think, it can be the simple issues and really bringing it down to the community level and presenting the Citizens Assembly with the positives in terms of what you can do in your home or in your community, be that, heating your home, be that around solar panels on your roof, be that how you get into work. But equally, I wouldn't want to suggest that the responsibility is simply on the public to come up with answers. What the coalition I'm part of, which represents some of the major development organizations, environmental organizations, community and faith organizations in the country, we're putting forward our own submission, which really emphasizes the need for much greater government action. For example, if you want to cycle more, you're going to need better investment in cycle lanes. Investment can't be simply focused on essentially vehicle-based transport, as it has largely been the case to date. But, I think basically this is also an opportunity to put forward recommendations on how government policy needs to change as well.
Yeah. The idea here is how the state can make Ireland a leader in tackling climate change.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in terms of how it can make a leader, unfortunately, Ireland has many, as a state, it has many steps to go. At the moment, Ireland is the third highest producer of polluting emissions per person in the EU, and it's one of only five countries which will miss, or is very likely to miss, its 2020 emission reduction commitments. So, Ireland, you have to call a spade, Ireland is not a leader on climate change at the moment and has to take major steps even to get up to the same level as some of the other EU member states. But having said that, I wouldn't want to focus too much on the negatives, in the sense that it's important to state them, but equally, and I'm sure many of your listeners will know this as well, there are so many positives in terms of, the food we eat, how we live in our homes, how we get in and out to work, in terms of our health. And, in terms of the submissions that are sent into the assembly, the public can concentrate on any, all, or one of them.
Right. Okay. You've just come this evening from a workshop at Trinity College Dublin. That workshop was really around the area of helping people maybe just get their thoughts in line about what area they would like to submit towards this crucial issue. How did that go?
That went very well. That was organised by Young Friends of the Earth, Fossil Free TCD, Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, which I'm part of, and the Students' Union in Trinity. It went very well, and people were really interested in how they could make a submission. I think many of them were surprised to learn how simple it was, how even, a few hundred words would... there's the option to just put forward a few hundred words on the website if you want. And, some of the issues that came up there were that, you can really put, if you want, you can put forward your own personal story, your own if it relates to a particular area of expertise you have. It doesn't have to be a big, weighty, detailed document that you send into the Citizens' Assembly,
Right. But there is a call to action here this evening, because we only have until 5 o'clock on Friday, this Friday coming, the 11th of August.
Exactly.
So, okay, so for people that are listening, and we'll put this on our website and our Facebook page as well, Gerry, what should people do this evening if they just want to get the ball going and get a little bit more action, or maybe look at some of the publications or the submissions that have already been made? Where can they go?
Yeah, so that's on citizensassembly.ie, and the whole process for submitting is set out there, and there are also links to many of the key government policy documents if they want to get that broader picture, and also a broader picture on the impacts of climate change, including on Ireland. And as I said, they'll find there the space to put forward their 500 words or to attach a document.
Yeah, wonderful. Gerry, thank you so much for chatting to us here this evening. I'm definitely going to be making my submission. I'm going to definitely put the word out there for people that haven't already done it. I know so many people already have, but I want to have my voice. I want to use my voice for something good. So thank you very much for coming on the show this evening, Gerry. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I just say again, lastly, that I know this is in some ways a complicated area, and Ireland's going to have to go through many steps. But equally, you know, really the public should feel free to make their submission. Of course, they can look at websites like our own, stopclimatechaos.ie, okay. Bit of a plug there. We have some recommendations there as well. But again, do feel free to submit something short and personal to yourself if people want.
Thank you very much. Our voice matters, Gerry. Thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting to us this evening. Thank you so much.
All the best. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.